I'm Dan Klefstad. Applications are now open for farmers seeking supplemental income due to the ongoing trade war. This is the second round of the Market Facilitation Program, which last year paid farmers a per bushel rate based on 2017 market losses. This year, that amount will be based on the amount of acres planted and the location of the farm. Ron Moore is with the American Soybean Association. He says farmers know how much money each county in Illinois expects to receive, but it's still unclear how the USDA got to those numbers.
Until we really know how they calculated the rate for each county, we're thankful that it's coming, but we just like to make sure we can look at it objectively and see that all farmers are being treated fairly.
Moore says another year of tariffs on China and other countries further adds to the difficulty for farmers already coping with inclement weather. In other news, a former Teamsters union leader in Illinois is now cooperating with federal prosecutors as part of a plea deal. Tony Arnold has more.
John Coley pleaded guilty to getting quarterly payments in exchange for labor peace at the Chicago film studio CineSpace, where TV shows like Empire and Chicago Fire have been filmed. He admitted in court to saying, quote, "I will effing have a picket line up here and everything will stop." Coley could be sentenced to 3 years in prison, though federal prosecutors asked the judge to hold off on sentencing him while he cooperates with them on other investigations. It's not clear what those investigations are, but Coley was well-connected to Illinois politicians in his role as Teamsters president. I'm Tony Arnold.
Families in northern Illinois are using a legal loophole to get their children qualified for reduced college tuition. That's according to a report from ProPublica Illinois. The investigative news outlet reports parents gave up legal guardianship of their children to a friend or relative so those children can declare themselves financially independent and qualify for aid reserved for low-income students. ProPublica says they found more than 40 guardianship cases in suburban Lake County alone. The parents involved include lawyers, a doctor, and an assistant school superintendent. The University of Illinois identified 14 students who entered into a guardianship and then qualified for need-based financial aid. The U of I admissions office now plans to more carefully vet students who entered into guardianship agreements, according to the report. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Students on the SIU governing board now have a stronger voice. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill into law that allows both student members of the SIU Board of Trustees to have a binding vote. Currently, there is just one binding vote, and it's selected each year by the governor. Mackenzie Rogers of SIU Edwardsville is currently the designated student trustee. She says this will allow them to be more than just a voice for their peers and institutions.
Voting privileges, including the right to make and second motions and attend executive sessions, will validate our contributions and allow us to help make positive changes to ensure forward momentum for each of our campus and the SIU system as a whole.
After December, the amendment to the SIU Management Act will take effect. That will allow Rogers and SIUC student trustee Breon Lockett to both have voting privileges. Also on January 1st, Illinois will become one of four states that requires gender-neutral, single-use public restrooms. Mike Zeri is with Equality Illinois. It's one of the organizations that advocated for the bill. He says the bill, which is now a law, updates the state plumbing code and has stated that restrooms should be marked by gender.
The bill is now law. Great policy for transgender individuals, individuals who may need the assistance of a caregiver, parents with opposite sex children. It just provides security and comfort when they're, using the restroom out in public, which we all have to do.
The gender-neutral rule applies to all single-use public restrooms. Signage may simply say restroom. California, Vermont, and New Mexico already require similar signage. I'm Jennifer Fuller.